This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And late last week, we did hear that the state government will be allowing drilling at Lake Torrens in the state's north. I'm joined this morning by CEO of South Australian Native Title Services, Keith Thomas. How are you this morning, Keith?
Very good, thank you, Jordan.
So, of course, Lake Torrens has quite the cultural significance to a handful of Aboriginal groups in the area. What are your thoughts on this decision to allow drilling?
Oh, look, I think the decision to allow drilling is devastating to those Aboriginal groups who have connection to the lake. It's a very significant cultural landscape around Lake Torrens, and even though the decision was against the lake, it's also the land around the lake where they will be operating that is very significant.
And with a decision like this, and just for an explainer, what is the native title situation with Lake Torrens itself? Because I understand it's a fairly contested cultural area.
Well, that's right. There's three groups that have contested to get native title, but they've been unsuccessful to date. But there's native title exists either side of the lake on the west and the east. On the west, you have Kukufa people, and on the east, you have Adjumutna people.
And so because of that contestion, there is no actual claim on the lake itself?
No, there is no claim on the lake itself, but the lake itself is a registered site under the Aboriginal Heritage Act.
And so obviously a decision like this is quite controversial from the government. What kind of consultation did the government do with local groups and groups like Native Title Services before making this decision?
Well, certainly we weren't consulted in the process, but I think the Aboriginal Heritage Act sort of mandates that they need to consult with people who have connection to the area. So that would have been the Kukufa people, Adjumutna people, and maybe Bungala people, and other people who have interests in that site. So I think there were 22 submissions put to the government in relation to Lake Torrens.
This also, just of recent times, reminds me of say the caves in Western Australia being damaged or blown up by Rio Tinto, and even in Victoria, trying to cut down trees of cultural significance. Shouldn't local governments be a little bit more aware about these issues by now?
Oh, look, you would hope there would be lessons learned from the past and from mistakes made in the past, but it doesn't seem to be the case, because here we are again with a decision to damage and destroy a significant site, a site where there is significant Tjukurpa spiritual connection to that country. So it's really, really devastating to those Aboriginal groups.
What kind of avenues do we have from here on out to maybe contest this decision?
Look, I don't think there are significant avenues. We can just keep lobbying the government and that, but they've already made their decision and given approval to the mining company to go ahead, and the mining company is moving very quickly to take advantage of that decision.
Yeah, no doubt. And I guess historically, is this the first time a government has tried to operate or tried to allow operation on Lake Torrens?
No, there has been previous drilling on the lake. This same mining company drilled earlier in the year in a more northern area of the lake. That was contested as well. But now the area they're drilling now is the really significant area of the lake, and there's a cave there, there's a water spring there, there's rock etchings there, there's work areas where Aboriginal people in the past have sat and chipped rock to make scrapers and cutting blades and that type of thing. So it's really rich in culture.
And, of course, the government have said that if the mining company does come across anything of cultural significance while operating, they should cease immediately and, assess the situation. But by that point, wouldn't it be too little too late?
Oh, I most certainly, because they're drilling. So the only way they're going to look at something is once they've done a drill and pull the casing up and look at what they have within that casing from drilling. And that's, the damage is done, essentially, by the time they start drilling.
And if anyone listening to this, is not too happy with the situation, they'd like to make their voice heard. What kind of action can people take?
Oh, look, I think they should let the Premier know. He's the minister who made the decision that pristine South Australian country, cultural significance should be protected and saved. The lakes themselves, the whole lake system in South Australia with Lake Eyre, Lake Torrens and Lake Gairdner are magnificent, and we should be protecting those and looking after them.
Well, Keith, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was South Australian Native Title Services CEO Keith Thomas on your Classic It's Breakfast.